I'm not surprised to see these stats and that rents are increasing so much in Kent. And it's not just a Kent issue. You know, rents are increasing generally throughout the nation. But why is that? Well, I think it's a combination of factors. Firstly, that people have been traditionally finding it quite difficult to buy their own property. And also because people who have got spare capital have a limited choice of investment. And right now, and over the last few years, property has been by far the best producing investment around. You know, where most landlords will get returns, gross returns of 5 or 6% in property, if they were to invest that money in a bank or building society, they're looking at a fraction of that, you know, less than half of 1%. So I'm not surprised to see the rents are going up. But also externally, you know, there is a lot of pressure on landlords from the government. And there's two things that are driving rents up for my mind. And the first is when an investor now buys a rental property, they have to pay an extra 3% stamp duty over and above the already quite high, in my opinion, stamp duty rate, an extra 3%. In addition to that, the Chancellor made changes a couple of years ago to how landlords can calculate their tax returns. In the past, a landlord could include the interest part of their mortgage as part of their tax return, as a deductible. But that's all changing now, which means that landlords are going to pay a lot more tax. So guess what? That means that rents are going to go up. I think there's very little that people can do if they're looking to rent in Kent and can't afford it, you know, other than sadly looking in an area where there are lower rents. I'm not at all surprised to see Sevenoaks featuring towards the top of the list, because after all, it was named in March 2018 by the Sunday Times as one of the greatest places in England to live. So not just Kent, but one of the best places in England. It's only 25 minutes to London. There's lots going for the area. And the fact that it's high in the list does not surprise me at all. Shepway, on the other hand, sadly, is further away from London. You know, there's fairly low job opportunities there. Employment levels are low. So conversely, I'm not surprised to see that at the bottom of our list either.